Okay, so faith has to do with four things. One is God, relationship with God. Yeah, relationship with God. That's one. Two is your heart. Three, that your ability to hear and see with your heart. That's number three. Then number four is faith. Okay, maybe you say five will be works. So God, your heart, hearing, faith, and then works. Five things. Bible says faith comes by hearing. And it says, show me your faith by your works. So, if there is faith, there must be works. To have faith, you must hear. And Romans 10 says, how can they hear unless somebody has said or spoken? So, God has to speak to you. That's the faith begins from God. God speaking to you. You have a relationship with God. He speaks to you. And you, your heart, you must hear. You must, if your heart is not right with God, that's why a non-believer cannot believe, cannot have faith, because he cannot hear God. It may be very little. You are just a natural faith, you know. But he cannot have faith because he has no relationship with God. But if you have a relationship with God, then you can hear God. You know, the heart will be right. And then, you know, the heart must hear. Every heart has the ability to hear God. And faith comes by hearing. Because the word of God, the true, any word of God from God, it will produce faith in you. If the word of God is very powerful, it produces. Say, let there be light. And there was what? Light. So, any word, the word you are hearing, after today, the effect is that, the word you are hearing will create faith in you. You know, now, what is faith? Faith is a spiritual reality. Just like I'm sitting on this chair, that's how faith is. Spiritually, you feel it in your heart. You cannot express it, but you know. Just like I told you, do you know the late Jesus Christ? You laugh. Because you know that there is nothing, there is a living Christ. You know it. You may not express it, though, but you can touch it spiritually. You can feel it in your heart. Amen. And Bible says, if you have faith, like as small as a mustard seed, we can do mountain. We can say to this mountain, that mountain may be sickness, it may be need, it may be lack, it may be spiritual opposition against the devil.
Yes,
that the devil is coming again. You can feel the devil pressing on you. If you have faith, you shall say to that mountain, be down, remove. That's you have released your bullet.
Yes, sir.
You have released your arrow. But you see, you cannot release if there is no faith. So Bible says that in Psalm 78, it says that the children of Ephraim, the men of Ephraim, being armed, what did they do? They turned back in the day of battle. Well, there was no faith. They didn't have faith in their, even in the weapons they had. Okay. Meanwhile, there was somebody who had the jawbone of an axe. With it, what did he do? He slayed 3,000, is it 3,000?
1,000.
With jawbone of an axe. Even a lion. Another one says, in fact, it says on a snowing day, somebody went and took a javelin from a man that was a giant and used it and slew him. That's faith. You understand? So, it's another one, he defended only himself. He defended a hill where there was beans. Maybe that was the food of the brethren. If that were carried, go. That's the end of it. He defended them. Another one, he said he fought and the sword cleaved to his hand. It's faith. He believed. Yeah. Another one says, Moses, he said, how I wish somebody would go to the camp of the Philistines. He said, three people. They went and they hazarded, broke through. Why? Because they had faith in that word that was spoken. So, brethren, faith is not this one that I'm teaching on television. Faith is a relationship with God. If you walk with God, Enoch walked with God, and he was not, because God took him. Because he had a relationship with God. So, brethren, if you have a, if you are in this room and you have a relationship with God, you are walking with God, what is he saying? God will be speaking to you. And that word he's speaking should create faith in you. Should create substance in you. That substance, you know? And that substance will produce works. Praise God. So I just want to encourage us. You know, I say faith without works is dead. And that the faith is to use our weapon, is to Because that weapon is deadly at the enemy. Jesus came close. He didn't even talk to the man. The man started shouting, "Why are you tormenting me?" Because of the strength. And it's the same Jesus that he was there that is in us. The same power. It's just that our faith is still not strong. You know? So, I want to encourage us. The power of the church comes from what happened on the cross. Because you are talking about key. That day, Jesus went to hell and collected the key. That's our strength. The devil will make you not to believe it and all that, but that's the strength. You know? So, when you are standing on the victory of Jesus Christ. That Jesus, the devil you are binding, Jesus has already bound it.
Amen.
He knows. He just said that you don't know, so he's trying to. So, every spirit of sickness that we are dealing with is already defeated.
Amen. Amen.
So, when we bring a word, we are enforcing it. We are speaking concerning the victory that we already have. That's why I say in Jesus' name. He didn't say by my authority. But in Jesus' name, that means by the victory of Jesus Christ, I now command you. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the Bible says that when you speak a word, it is the power of God that you release at the devil. You know? So that's why it's powerful, brethren, that we should be more prayerful. We should make declarations.
Yes.
Personally.
Yes.
And concerning our brethren.
Amen.
And we must have faith.
Amen.
That what we are saying, Bible says, who is it that speaketh a word and cometh to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? Bible says, if you have faith, you shall say to this mountain, what will happen? Depart. And it will happen. And it will happen. So let us strengthen our faith today as we get on the things that we face. Let's know you are not coming against it by your own power, but you are coming in the name. By the authority of Jesus Christ. Peter said, silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, give I thee. What does he have? In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. That's what we have. And it's not difficult. You don't need to go to school to learn it. You know? Faith comes by hearing. When we are hearing God, if we are walking with God every day, we'll be hearing him every day and it will be strengthening our heart. If we're not walking with God, then we have to make sure we are walking with God. That we are hearing God. You know? We are hearing God and we are responding to God.
Mm.
Praise God.
Amen.
Let me just add this as something. I don't think that can be
said. Okay.
What you hear is the word of God.
it blocks out every other word, sound. It has that ability. And it also has the ability to shut out every other word, vision of visible things that preoccupies you. It takes the place of vision. That's why when...
Go ahead. It's not stopping you, it's holding you down.
So you see, it shuts out this thing. Now, when you were talking, you made mention of someone like Peter, James, and John at the beautiful gate. Am I right? Huh? You know where these men are coming from. Maybe God will give us some grace, some time to look at these men. Did you know that these people were with Jesus Christ in the Mount of Transfiguration? Mm-hmm. Is that an experience? Were they there under the cloud? Were they under the change of what is called Transfiguration? If you look Matthew's account, they had that experience. They saw Moses. If you live with Chijoke and you keep hearing the word he's speaking, it will affect you. If you ever, when Deeper Life was coming up, he would tell you, many of them were almost speaking like who? Kumuyi.
I hear me.
You see, so if ordinary human being, okay, let's look at a man and his wife. When they live for some time, you find that they are looking alive. Is that right? Yes. If that happens, I ask you a question. What about Jesus Christ, with whom you say you personally know? And this is a man whom you are married to. It's a marriage. It must produce fruit. And we are talking about faith. It's a fruit. It must have to come out. Because you are married to the man. And the man keeps telling you speak. Huh? Moses knew nothing. When we want to talk about it, he knew nothing. In spite of all the schools, first and foremost, by the time he saw the vision of God, he forgot. The vision took off the whole of Pharaoh's house and royalty out of him. And he was living every day in his life closer to that vision he saw in the wilderness. It was fire. It was a voice. The day he stood before Pharaoh, it was fire and a voice. Nothing else. Brethren, these people, when you look at them, see, you talk about sickness and disease. I laughed. I was talking with my wife. You know when I go, check the scriptures. Tell me one man that followed Jesus Christ that ever fell sick. And I'll be falling sick. Okay. It's a challenge. Even if it doesn't happen to me, it's happening now. It's a challenge.
Yes.
Brother. Peter, we were not told. It was Peter's in-law. But when he came, you see, it was it's not the fever that is the problem. Someone just waved his hand like this and then the fever got paralyzed. No. Yeah, and she immediately started me. Look, listen, you see, I don't want to speak. I go have mercy on me. But you see, I am worried of the Church of God. We forget about even the Bible. See, let's talk about our aspects. We shouldn't be talking of others. What do we do? Where is our problem? Let's begin to ask the Lord. It is no longer words. You see, he was the one that said, show me your faith and I'll show you my faith. Or let me say, there must be fruit that we must bear on all angles. It is a marriage. Are we really married to him? if we are married to him, another word I can handle, are we in the house with him? When you are married, you stay with your husband in his house. Is that not?
Yes.
He can't be going out and coming in. That's why I said he made a potent statement. I make my reference to him. That our relationship even we agree that in the tongue is a power of what? Life and what?
Yes.
Death. But the question is this. How? Is it to the extent that God says, if you have a child, even you have a stick, and you call him a stick, that thing will become what? A stick.
Hallelujah.
That's what the Bible says.
Amen.
A part of creation. God left it with man. Amen. He didn't do everything.
Amen.
He told him, you don't do this. Brethren, it is our time. I'm not talking about dominion.
Mm-hmm.
But what we are up to at this time. You see, we've made our noise. Let the sound give way. And that was the issue of Elijah. The sound, the whole thing went away. But at some point, there was a still, small voice. It happens. When we come for prayer meetings, now, it is needful that Brother Ben alone should not what? Pray.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
When I finish praying, God must speak as a second person.
Amen.
Understand what I'm saying? In other words, when we come to pray, it is not because we have verbalized words, but at the end of that meeting, we have come to the point. Did the love pertaining to the things we say? Faith has a substance. It is not a shadow. That's it. It can be touched. So, what am I saying? You see, the brethren, look, if you look at that transfiguration, when I was looking at it, somewhere there, it seems as if something is missing between, immediately that happened, they say, but Peter answered, let us what? Build, pray, tabernacle. What was said? Well, we were not told. But Peter had, James had, John had, look at this. Three men. To the extent that someone like James, he was ready to die for the things he has seen and the things he has had. Christianity is not a dead movement or program, whatever you want to call it. It is life.
Right.
Paul will always say, please help me in Romans, the spirit of life, Romans 8. You see, you were talking here. No.
For the law of
sin has made me free. Yeah? That is a potent listen. Now, what are we after? We are not even after death. Death is not the issue.
Amen.
The issue is what?
Sin.
Because this, what God told Adam was that if you sin, you will do what?
Die.
You will die. So to deal with death, no. It's not the issue. We need to deal with what?
Sin.
That is where my brother keeps telling us about darkness. How dark our lives are. May the Lord help us.
Amen.
May the Lord help me.
Amen.
This darkness is what has kept us away. If we can break through the darkness, believe me honestly. You see,
Once we get to that, see what the prophet will tell us. This light, when it begins to shine, it begins to shine and shine and shine unto what? There is a time light must get dissolved in another life.
Amen.
Without which you will know, you will know. If you go back to the Mount of Transfiguration, you see it. How do they know if light has not been dissolved within the light? To tell the people, say, look, the man is shining like what? Which light is this?
Amen.
So distinct, so clear. Radium did not come for material. I did not come for financial. No person should pray for me for money. Those are not things. If I want to be rich, radium, I'll be richer than anyone in this room. I have an oil well in my disappointment. The best oil in this room.
And it is true.
I held it. And I did it. The seed came all the way from the US. The first thing he told me, he said, don't make case with any man pertaining to what?
That.
But he didn't know. That's my mother's land. I'm the only son. I hear you. It makes more. See, I am not struggling to build a house. I did it myself. Sometime, last week, I sat down with my wife, we build this house. How much was my salary? How much was our salary?
You have not told us.
No, brother, I don't know. You need to tell God, thank you. But you have known me.
Okay,
well,
thank
God.
Thank
God.
Thank God.
No.
You have to tell us.
No, even when they ask for the demand, we bought land, the man took part of the land, we say, okay, no problem. See, I don't know, but you see, where really I want to face emphasis, right here, he has mentioned our relationship. You know, that's why I got excited when you say, behold, what manner of love thy father has blessed God. In other words, what do you think it is, my brother? When you are saying, what was in your mind? Is it because you have a son?
Yeah. What I would say is that when we were about to see that son, like God said, you must see that son. So I will give you an opportunity.
Okay.
So when he just saw that son, I said, well,
is there any other person who has some
for that? Well, because I'm a son.
Well, don't worry, they said he has a message. Any other person has an input to it? See. It tells you of a relationship. A son and who? Even though Abraham never acknowledged us, what did the Bible say about us? We.
Go ahead. Well, that
Leslie.